try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promised lands to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love.
Zombies from 69, and it's the time of the season. It's 21 before the hour. It's 100.1 FM, WRHI, AM 1340.
What? I got it all wrong.
Do we have some accompaniment?
I was trying.
Oh.
There's a lot of choices you can make in that song. I didn't make good ones.
I love the zombies. All right, here we go. Friday morning, Chuck Boozer. Thursday morning, Chuck Boozer and Freddie Hammer. It's already Friday in Japan, though.
Gosh, sure.
And it's the 20th already of April. Here we go with about 60 degrees and some sunshine starting to peek back through.
I didn't realize that we had something called National Healthcare Decisions Day. And this is about living wills. And you hear about nightmares when people don't have any living will in place
and something
bad happens. We're here this morning with Gina Safner, a company with Daisy Burrows from Piedmont Medical Center. Good morning to you, ladies.
Good morning.
They're going to have a living will program. Is this, as a nurse, Gina, this is something you guys really face in most cases, some cases, I guess?
Every day. Yeah. Every day, yes.
So absolutely. Tell us a little bit about why we should have a living will and what maybe the program coming up this weekend is going to address.
Well, we're having the program this weekend mainly because it is National Healthcare Decision Week, which is a program that started probably about 10 years ago, and it has evolved from National Healthcare Decisions Day to National Healthcare Decisions Week.
Cool.
Why don't we do this? I mean, you see this every single day. You're in the field right there. I mean, why don't we do this? Is it just one of those little things we just say, I'll take care of this later?
Absolutely. We say we'll take care of it later. And we don't like to talk about it. We don't like to think about it.
Is that what the seminar can help us do, sort of get those conversations started?
It's a conversation starter. Absolutely. That's what it's for.
So if we don't have a living will and something comes up and we have a situation, can you set us up with a scenario maybe where you don't have a living will and then we run into really an even worse situation? We're talking about somebody who doesn't have the living will and we have a decision to be made. What happens then?
Well, we have a palliative care team at Piedmont Medical Center, and if we run into a situation like this, we do bring in the team to have the discussion with the family. And if you can't speak for yourself, then we bring in the family to have this discussion. Unfortunately, we may not know what you would have wanted for your wishes.
Yes.
So then the family is having to make those decisions without knowing what you may have wanted. So it is a burden oftentimes.
For the family.
Emotional.
Yes, we don't realize that, do we? Yes.
Right.
You call it the Five Wishes Workshop.
Yes.
Is that a publication that you're using?
It is a publication. It's put out by the Agency on Aging.
Okay.
And we like to sponsor and use that particular document. It is very comprehensive. It's very easy to read and very user friendly.
Okay. So will it be going through that book in the seminar or would just be using it as a reference?
We will actually be going through the booklet itself. And there's a little video and then there's a time for questions and answers. We'll have a notary there. So actually several notaries that are volunteers, and you will walk away with a completed document that is notarized, and it's accepted throughout the United States in pretty much every state.
What kind of person who isn't doing a living will? Is it people in their 20s, and should that be something they think about? I mean, my parents had one as seniors, and so that was their choice at that time, but
well,
this is early.
Actually, pretty much everybody, there's in all age groups are not doing their living will.
Okay.
You know, everyone needs to have this conversation, regardless of your age. Even this week I've been throughout the hospital talking to our staff and, you know, wanting them to encourage their families as well to come in and talk about this. And it's surprising with our staff, even they're saying, oh, well, you know, I don't need to come and I don't need to do this, but my parents may want to come because they haven't done this either. But actually, anyone needs to come. And it's available for anyone 18 or older.
You know, Gina, you said a while ago, too, we don't realize, I didn't even think about that, too. If you haven't taken care of this business, then the decision falls on the family. The burden falls on the family decision. That can be difficult with everybody because you've got the brothers and sisters and the different family coming in from this whatever and stuff. But when you do have it in place and when somebody says something, whatever, and you say, no, this is what will happen. this is what the wishes were of Bob or whatever, maybe. Mm-hmm. It changes the whole attitude, does it not?
It does. And it's very important if I run into this all the time, if we have this document in place or a document similar to this, it doesn't have to be the five wishes. This is the form that we use or we hope to use, and this is the form we're promoting this weekend.
Sure.
But it's, you know, when I run into this and the document is in place, it's very good to honor the wishes and to be able to say, you know, it's actually a gift to know these things and to be able to say, you know, you're honoring your mother, your father, your daughter, your sister, and you know what they wanted here.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't a decision that you have to have or that you're making, and it's not a burden upon yourself. It's that you're honoring the wishes that they chose for themselves.
And that's a tough emotional time.
Sure. Mm-hmm. What's the circumstances where people are using their living will? Like, what happens when now we have to go to the living will? I mean, what circumstances medically can happen?
Well, when we're having to actually pull this out and say, well, sometimes it's a catastrophic event.
Okay.
You know, that may have been an emergent surgery that did not go the way that we had hoped, mm-hmm. or it could be a trauma that has come in, you know, an accident or something of those.
Always
sorts.
Unexpected. These are the ones.
It's mostly unexpected. But sometimes they may have been dealing with a chronic illness. And,
okay.
you know, it's the time we're like, you know, we've dealt with this for quite some time. We know what the end result has going to be. We've done these treatments, and now we're ready to use this
sure.
document.
So coming up this weekend, we're going to have the seminar, and people will walk away with a living will.
A completed living will that is notarized. That is the big thing.
Okay.
You know, that is notarized, and also it's free of charge.
That's right. You'd have to pay a lawyer or something to go through
Correct.
Or buy a program at the Staples or whatever. But,
exactly.
But this is better.
Yes.
And you get people that you can ask questions.
There's plenty of time for questions and answers, and yes.
Win, 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 win.
I know. Yes.
Gosh,
really
this
good.
Is just a great idea. I think this is one of those things. How many of us don't ask me, okay? Just don't even ask me, okay?
Right.
And I won't ask you, okay?
What do you mean?
Having this thing in order, having your life in order, and having some of the final decisions like this, because it can make such a... You're going through that emotional time. If you've ever been through something like this where you've had a death or you've had a near death, something like this, that's not the time to make the decisions.
No.
Crazy thoughts are going on. It's kind of a haze can be in the situation. That's why you have the outsiders like Gina here who can be the voice of reason and say,
sure.
here's what we need to be doing.
This is what I've seen before. You can give a lot of advice.
Yes.
Will you be leading the seminar?
Yes,
nice.
I will.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And you're an RN.
I'm an RN.
How long have you been an RN?
I've been an RN since 1990.
27
so
years.
20, yeah. We did the math earlier. So.
Okay.
It hurts when I do this.
Yes, yes.
Fun.
What would you suggest?
Well, keep doing it.
Okay. No.
Keep
going. Don't do this.
Where did you get your, did you get a degree in Bachelor of Science?
I am actually an ADN right now.
Okay.
So, yes, I went to school out in Eastern North Carolina. I began at ECU.
Okay.
And then I finished at Pitt Community
Is that a Shonda Clear?
No, that's a coastal.
Oh,
Shonda Clear. What is Eastern Carolina University? What's your mascot?
He is a pirate.
Okay,
oh, that's right. The purple pirate.
East Carolina. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Got a little crazy there.
Yeah.
Well, what time do we get out? This is at the Women's Tower on Saturday.
Yes, it's in the Women's Tower. You come in through the atrium there. We prefer that you be registered, if at all possible, through the Piedmont website and under events. We'll certainly take you if you're not, because sometimes it's a little difficult to do that. You know, you may not always have internet access. It starts at 10. It finishes at 2. But each slot is just for 1 hour, so it really only takes an hour of your time.
Okay.
And you don't have to have an attorney draw this up like you would like your will or something like this. I mean, this can be done here, and as long as it's notarized, of course, that gives it the official.
Correct.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I didn't realize this. That's fantastic.
Every person over 18 should have a living will.
Yes.
That's really the message we're trying to say today.
Yeah.
And Piedmont really getting involved with the community. We want to make sure that there's good feelings. I mean, when families have tragedies, let's make it as easy as possible.
Right. And, you know, Daisy brought this up when we were talking in our planning stages. As you know, we've heard of some events that have taken place over the last year or so where there's been a catastrophic event with even some students, you know, that are college age and things of that sort. And, you know, so that, yes, 18 years of older, for them to have their wishes known is important if something like that, God forbid, takes place. You
Absolutely.
Know, for their families to know and their friends to know what their wishes would be.
How did you get into this? You seem to have a real care for this. You seem to have a real...
I do have a passion for it, and I'm very fortunate to be in this position now. I've done a lot of different things. I began my career years ago.
27 years ago.
Yeah.
1990.
Yeah.
I didn't want you to forget.
You did it very early.
I know. Yeah, I was just a child.
Yeah,
at the time.
You are still.
As a surgical trauma ICU, and I've done a lot of different things over the years, and now, you know, it seems like everything has just prepared me for the position that I'm in now as the palliative care nurse.
Do you know Robert White or Don Hardister over at the hospital?
I do.
What do you think?
I think very highly of them. What would we do without them?
You're the first one that's ever said that.
Oh, really?
No. We love those two guys. Yeah. Miss Burrow, so nice to see you this
Hi,
morning.
Hi, Daisy.
Good morning.
Yes.
You sort of coordinate a lot of these activities at the hospital. This is like we contact you if we want to register for the Living Will seminar this Saturday.
Yep. So you can go online to PiedmontMedicalCenter.com and look at our classes and events page, or you can call 803-329-1234 and press option 2. Takes you to the call center and they get you registered.
Have we ever done this before? Have you ever done anything like this before?
Yep. Last year was our first year for doing the Five Bushes workshop, and it went very well. We had a couple dozen people sign up.
That's a good turnout.
Absolutely. And to achieve the benefit of just walking away with their notarized living will.
Sure. If we can't get to the seminar, can we pick up that book somewhere? Or can we find it online?
You actually could go online. This is actually published by the Aging with Dignity, and it's agingwithdignity.org is their website. Yeah, so I would definitely recommend that. There's lots of information about their website, actually, and then also how to use the document. And we didn't say this, but it's offered in, I think, like 27 languages. I may be misstating that, but multiple languages.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
27 is the number today.
Yeah.
That's the number today. 27. Yeah. How are you doing? 27.
Well, it is National Healthcare Decisions Week, and we're doing our living wills. And are there other parts to the decision making, or is this really the one? Are there other decisions to make?
You will also name your healthcare proxy.
Okay.
So there are actually five wishes, obviously, in this. It talks about who your decision maker would be if you can't speak for yourself.
Okay.
The kind of medical treatment that you wish to have, and how comfortable you want to be, how you want to be treated, and what you want your loved ones to know.
Okay. Well, I remember when my grandma passed back in the 70s. I remember they had they resuscitated her, and she came back and said, "Do not do that again."
Really? Yeah.
And that was
really?
Then a lot of those choices, like,
yeah,
that's where you aren't aware that that's going to be happening. So
right.
You got to get the advice from the people who know.
This is good stuff, ladies. This is so helpful. Really good idea.
All right.
And we know that this is going to be a tough call for a lot of people to make. It's not the most comfortable conversation to have, but we're here to help make it as comfortable as possible. There will be refreshments. There will be music. We will make it as pleasant as we can.
Sort of a little living will party.
It will be.
In a way. Five wishes party.
What a nice bow.
I like
what
it.
A nice button on that
a little
bow.
Button on
yes,
there.
Very nice.
It'll be lovely people because you guys are all very helpful over there.
Thank you.
You make a difficult decision easier. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gina Safner, Daisy Burrows from Piedmont Medical Center.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
We'll see you Saturday at 10 a.m. Piedmont Medical Center, Women's Tower for the Living Will Workshop. Five wishes. Thanks.